The Water Sprite, 1887. Theodore Kittleson. Pen, pencil, and wash on paper. You may be wondering why such a small and unassuming piece of art is in a room all by itself. At roughly 1.5 by 1 foot in size, it's not as if this drawing requires much space to display it, nor is it beneficial to view it from a distance. Close proximity is necessary to fully appreciate the intricacies of the work. A monochromatic image of a water sprite poking its head out of a forest lake. So why, then, is this drawing set apart in its very own room? It will likely come as little shock to you that the answer is both simple and not. And that answer is, this artwork has a splash zone. On the simple end of things, a room to itself makes perfect sense. The estate doesn't want any more of its collection destroyed by an errant gush of inky lake water. In fact, in the original gallery that housed this piece, you can still find the memorial that Annabel Godfrey made for a Vermeer that was ruined in the very first flood. On the other, more complicated side, there is the larger question of why. And it will likewise be unsurprising to you that the answer to that is, we don't know. All we know is the reality presented to us. And so, here we are. And here you are. In this room, with a drawing and its splash zone. Which, speaking of, there is no discernible pattern for when water erupts from this work, though years of careful observation have noted some key warning signs of an imminent wave. The first sign is the glowing of the water sprite's eyes. Though they appear to glow even in the drawing's dormant stage, this is simply the handiwork of a talented artist. Indeed, the solid white of its eyes, contrasted against the darkness of its body, is among the few details that remain clear even at a distance. But when we say glow, we mean glow. Not only in brightness, but also a change in color, usually a shade of blue or green. Patrons and staff say that this is accompanied by a low thrumming sound. The second sign is the expanding of the ripples around the sprite. Normally only a couple of small rings, these multiply in proportion to the oncoming wave. That and the sound of surf joins in with the thrumming. But unless you encounter those things, you will have ample time to study this beautiful and eerie work of art without fear of it literally washing over you. And even if it does, the worst you're likely to deal with is some stained clothes. It's very rare that we get disturbances large enough to be dangerous, so take your time and enjoy... Oh dear. You likely already knew this, intrepid patron, but I just received an alert of substantial activity within the drawing. As in, ripples extending all the way to the lake shore. Substantial. You may want to leave. Right now. Attention, Godfrey guests. Attention. We are pleased to report that our staff have found a solution to the ever-expanding soundscape installation on the second floor of the West Gallery. You may recall from previous announcements that the installation in question was stealing people's voices from the Godfrey Estate's customer service phone line. And as it grew in both volume and size of the affected area, it began stealing the voices of people caught within its expanding boundaries. However, members of our staff have discovered a means to halt and, hopefully eventually, reverse the problem. By lining the affected room with egg crates from floor to ceiling, the improvised soundproofing has successfully stopped the encroaching cacophony. Sometimes, simple fixes really are the best fixes. There is hope that the estate will be able to shrink the installation's footprint over time by gradually pushing the egg crates back toward the source of the sound. But for now, it is enough to know that it will advance no further. It is important to note that this fix only applies to in-person effects. It remains inadvisable to call the customer service line, though our IT staff are currently testing an alternate phone line for patrons to direct their inquiries. Please stay tuned for any further updates on this installation and for the new customer service phone number. Thank you. The years lie in wait for you. 1935. Dora Maar. Gelatin silver print on paper. An artist at the forefront of surrealist photography, Maar created an impressive and striking body of work, of which the photograph before you is merely a taste. What element of the image caught your attention first? Was it the woman's pensive expression as she stares off into the distance? Or maybe the way she presses her fingers to her face, out of worry, absent-mindedness, or perhaps something else altogether? Was it the thin strands of the spider's web that frame the woman's face, dividing every inch of the photograph into fragments? Was it the spider itself, visible only as a white silhouette, resting at the very center of its web, daring the woman to meet its gaze? Lying in wait, as it were. Though surrealist works defy reductive interpretations, a connection could be drawn from the title of this piece to the webbed threads at its forefront, so reminiscent of the fates in Greek mythology. For every mortal life became a thread within their hands, spun, unfurled, then cut at its destined time. And does not a spider spin, measure, and cut the web it weaves? Could the strands of this spider's web be the disparate choices of the woman's life, laid out in stark view for her to reflect on? Every path she's ever walked, with only a guess at which direction they might lead her next? Or could those interconnected threads be yours? Your life, your choices, that spread as a web through your past and into your future? If so, perhaps the woman is herself a fate-like figure, studying the lives of others and severing them at their determined end. What do you see in those silken strands? Some patrons have reported that if you hold still enough, match the woman's pose, and let your eyes unfocus, you will see the patterns change within the web. This is not simply a trick of the eye from your averted gaze, but an actual restructuring of the design itself. But of course, you can never see this new configuration with any real clarity, for the moment you focus on it, the changes vanish. Just like the coming years that you know are there, waiting in your future, but which you will never be able to clearly see. Not until they change and become the present, which is itself so fleeting and difficult to grasp. Those who have attempted this trick claim they've experienced a warping of their perception of time and, by extension, reality. What felt like a passing moment in front of the photograph lasted for hours in real time. Or a few short minutes of concentrated focus passed like seasons in their estimation. Visions of past, present, and future blurring together with the reweaving of each thread. Though if you choose to attempt this, the estate warns you not to try it for too long. The buddy system is recommended to keep an accurate account of the passing time. For more than a handful of disappearances over the years have listed this collection item as the missing person's last known location. And though this picture is obviously a black and white image, those who really focus on it, as you may still choose to do, have noted occasional flashes of color within it, specifically in the woman's eyes. Sometimes brown, sometimes blue, sometimes green or hazel or gray or amber, but always so very lifelike, always so intent. As if something, someone, lies in wait, waiting to grasp the future. Its own or someone else's.
Thank you for listening to the Godfrey Audio Guide. This episode was written, produced, and performed by Nicole Knutson, with sound design and editing by James Ferrero. It was produced on unceded Tongva and Chumash territory. Enjoying your trip to the estate? Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And consider telling a friend about us, or two, or three, or everyone you know. For information on episode transcripts, ways to support the show, and where to follow us online, please visit our website, thegodfreyaudioguide.com. Until next time, friends, see you back at the museum.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!